Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
2 weeks of pure escapist sporting bliss from Paris for the last fortnight. The biggest medal haul ever. The homecoming set to begin now within the hour on O'Connell Street. But first, let's just relive some of the medal moments.
It's going to be a gold medal for Ireland. In lane number four, Danielle Whiffen strikes gold and wins. The ninth Irish swimmer to win a gold medal.
Yeah, 1-2, straight through the front door. And an uppercut.
Huge.
Excellent.
Smiling in there. She's enjoying herself in there.
Kelly, tell us what it means to you.
Oh, I actually have no words for a change. I'm speechless. It's not often you get that. I don't know, I just can't believe that. I just can't believe that happened again. Oh.
Stand by for another golden moment in Irish Olympic history. Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy together in Olympic dreams. The boys from Skibbereen are the Olympic champions 2024. And Paul O'Donovan is once, twice, three times a hero.
Yay.
They're unstoppable.
No one believed we could do it coming into this competition. But we're very, very happy to have proved the doubters wrong. So it's a good day for the Irish.
Can McSherry take something here? She's taken the bronze medal.
I know. I mean, I was a little girl from a tiny little village, and I still am that little girl from Sligo, and I was able to win a medal at the Olympics. So it just goes to show that you can do anything you put your mind to.
It is a brilliant bronze for Ireland, for Darren Lynch and Philip Doyle, and the double skulls in Paris. Tom Bell and Banbridge combining for an outstanding Irish sporting achievement.
Rhys McLennigan, Olympic champion. How does it feel?
It feels like a dream, but it's a dream well earned. And I just can't believe it happened on this day. I always felt like it was going to happen, but I wasn't sure when. Find a dream that you love, chase it, and enjoy that journey. Because I could tell you, if I fell on my bum today, I still would have loved this journey, every second of it. But I didn't, and today I'm walking away with an Olympic gold medal.
Ah, valuable insight, wise words there from Rhys McLenaghan. Crowds gathering, as I said, now on O'Connell Street ahead of that homecoming reception for Team Ireland at the GPO. Our man Barry Lenehan is there. He joins me now. Good morning, Barry. What's the scene?
Good morning, Philip. Oh, we're here now on O'Connell Street and the crowd is gathering already. There's Irish flags, Irish jerseys. They're here. There's a man here beside me. He's got an Irish hat with the tricolour on top of it. And all the crowd gathering here right at the moment. There's a man just tapping me on the shoulder. He has a gold medal, which says August 2015.
He stole it,
he told me. So they're all here gathering for this historic moment right outside the GPO. There's Kerry jerseys, Meath jerseys, a crowd from Kilkenny. They're all gathering here for this historic moment to welcome home Team Ireland. 133 athletes. Some are coming from Dublin Airport. Some will be collected by a bus near Dublin Airport and coming here to the stage up to my right up here. And the crowd really, they cannot wait to welcome home their Olympic heroes. Of course, 133 on Team Ireland, but seven Olympic medalists as well. We have Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch. They'll get a big cheer. Mona McSharry from the village of Grange in County Sligo, the bronze medalist for the 100-metre breaststroke. Of course, the Skibbereen rowers, Paul O'Donovan and Paul McCarthy from County Down. We'll have Rhys McLenaghan from County Armagh capping a fantastic 2 weeks for them. It will be Danielle Whiffen, and of course she has her own homecoming as well at 7 o'clock in her home place of Portland Row. We will have the great Kelly Harrington, everybody will be there as well. a real crowd favourite. And of course, as the Lord Mayor of Dublin said earlier on in Morning Ireland, James Gagan, there might not be Tom Cruise here or Snoop Dogg, but there will be the GAA correspondent for RTE, Marty Morrissey, and Ardfert's finest broadcaster, Sinead Cassan, to welcome our Olympic heroes home. And the champions, well, the crowd here are gathered. They're all looking at me now. They think I'm completely mad. But here are some of them that I spoke to a little earlier on.
Oh, well, we are here with big open arms to welcome the Irish team back. We wouldn't have missed it. We've got the Irish flags. We've all our spirit just to really congratulate them all on a wonderful, wonderful experience they've given us all. They've really lifted the nation, 100%.
What was your special moment?
Oh, there's just too many to mention one. I mean, the swimming, the athletics, the rowing, the badminton, I couldn't pick one. They're all equally as exciting.
And what about the kids here? What was your favourite moment?
Probably watching Kelly Harrington win. She just was so inspirational and, like, it was a great moment for everyone.
And will you take up boxing yourself now?
No, probably not. I have too many sports.
What about yourselves? What was your favourite moment?
My favourite moment was probably had to be the athletics, watching everyone win, and just, it was really exciting.
And yourself?
I'd say Daniel Whiffen winning the gold medal. Like, I was sitting on the couch watching it with my mum, like, jumping up and down, like, celebrating. Like, he's such an inspiration to the people in Ireland and all, since how small we are.
Now, Barry, their level of energy is a little bit more appropriate because we understand that they're still taking pictures in Terminal 2 at the moment, so you've got a little bit of a weight on your hands yet.
Yes, you need the stamina of Tiger Roll, as I once said before, to try and get through this event. But the crowd really here are gathering already, and there really is a sense of excitement. People here telling me their special moments from the Olympics, how even as well noting how we actually could have won, even though it's a historic haul of 7 medals, that we could have won a few more as well. A man beside me telling me a little earlier on that we hit the crossbar on a few occasions as well. Now, the O'Connell Street is closed to traffic for anyone who is trying to get through here today. And those diversions will be in place for the Lewis until 10 o'clock and the buses not running through O'Connell Street until around 6 o'clock. And of course, as I mentioned, Kelly Harrington, she will be back for a second homecoming on Sean McDermott Street and Killarney Street from 7 o'clock up there from where we're standing at the moment up towards the right. So maybe if people want to go again a second time, they can wish her home as well. Now, there will be a DJ here as well, Declan Pierce. He'll get the crowd going after a while. These things perhaps never really run to time. And the President, Michael D. Higgins, he has sent a special message to all 133 athletes of Team Ireland and, of course, our Olympic champions as well, to say, to congratulate them, but to also say that he will have a special event for them in Oros and Uachtaráin as well. It really is a historic occasion, Philip. If you think where we're standing at the moment, O'Connell Street, look at the scenes that we had here last November and the criticism, the despair over that. But here, a real sense of joy. The crowd is actually swelling as I speak, all here ready to welcome home the historic Team Ireland team on this most special of occasions.
It is indeed a very, very special occasion. And not only have they provided us with immense entertainment and diversion for the last 2 weeks, but they've also very thoughtfully brought medals home to the four corners of the country. There's medals going not just to Portland Row, but to Sligo, to Cork, to Armagh and to Down. It's going to be a day to savour. Barry, thank you very much. More on that as it unfolds later on the day in other programmes later on the RT1 schedule.